Hello and welcome, fellow investors, to the latest Buy, Hold, Sell podcast brought to you by Livewire Markets. I'm your host, Vishal Tekshanani, and I hope you've all been keeping well during these unprecedented times. Today, we're going to be discussing a topic that's sure to tantalize the taste buds of investors who love buying cheap stocks. We'll be talking about five compelling value stocks, and we have two very experienced fund managers who play in the long-short space to discuss them. We have Anthony Abood of Perpetual Investments and Simon Shields of Monash Investors. The five value stocks we'll talk about today are all trading under the ASX 200's forward aggregate price-to-earnings ratio of 17 times. The first company we'll talk about is Telstra, whose share price, interestingly, hasn't picked up all that much since the market sold off in March. The second will be JB Hi-Fi. The electronics retailer has seen double-digit sales growth in the recent quarter as workers decked out their home offices to enable themselves to work from home. The third stock we'll talk about is AP Eagers, one of Australia's oldest car dealerships, which has seen its share price more than halve in the last 6 months as the lockdowns forced people to stay at home. Those are the first three stocks that they'll chat about. Anthony and Simon will then bring in one surprise stock each that they reckon offers compelling value right now. Let's jump straight into the episode, moderated by my co-host Matthew Kidman, to find out what they think about these companies. Please bear in mind that this episode was recorded on the 6th of May 2020. I hope you're enjoying listening to it, and if you did, please do subscribe to our podcast channel. Have a great day.
Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. I'm Matthew Kidman, and today we are talking about compelling value stocks. They've been forgotten, but maybe, just maybe, with this bear market, they're back in vogue. And joining me to talk about these stocks, Simon Shields from Monash and Anthony Abood from Perpetual. Let's start with you, Simon. It's an old favourite. Everyone in Australia knows it. Telstra, buy, hold, or sell?
Telstra's a sell. No growth for the next 4 years, which probably means it's going to go backwards. Its debt's equal to its equity. Its dividend payout's right at the top, 90%. So it's probably going to be coming under pressure on the divs. It's on a 16 times PE, sell.
Anthony, zero interest rates for the foreseeable future. Telstra might give you 4 or 5% yield. Buy, hold, or sell?
I call Telstra a buy. I think that they've done a good job. They cut their dividend a few years back and they're invested in the 5G network, improving their front-end and back-end systems. Et cetera. I feel that they've got one thing, which is a scarcity, which is a dividend yield of 5% or more, with the banks not offering that anymore. I think a little bit of upside comes if they spin off the infrastructure business, InfraCo, which is going to be their towers business, which the European peers have, and the amount that Australians are willing to pay for infrastructure assets, they'll be able to spin it 15 times versus their 6.5 times multiple here.
Okay, let's go to retail, and it's been a cracker during the COVID crisis. JB Hi-Fi. Still value though, buy, hold, or sell, Anthony?
I've got that as a hold. Whilst I recognise that they're great retailers. Everyone called their death when CDs and DVDs were not going to be able to be sold through JB Hi-Fi anymore, but they've done a very good job pivoting. The only issue I've got is Amazon. Remember them? They will be right in their firing line when they eventually come and dominate Australia.
Okay, Simon, it seems like everyone in Australia has visited JBH just to fit out their home recently. Buy, hold, or sell?
It's a hold. Yes, I think it's been a real winner through the whole COVID. It's had great growth, but that growth really starts to slow down as soon as we get through this. It's got a strong balance sheet, but again, I think at the price, 16 times, no good.
Hold. Okay, everyone's fitted out their home with electronics, but no one has bought a car. AP Eagers, biggest car dealership group in Australia, very, very cheap. Buy, hold, or sell?
That's a sell. It suffered terrible EPS downgrades and it will come out of it strongly, but it won't recover very quickly to where it got to. Its net debt is way too high, 2 times debt to equity. And even though the P is low, when you look a few years out, it's very dangerous. I'd say sell.
Cutting costs rampantly, Anthony, and surely we're going to start buying cars of some description again. Buy, hold, or sell?
I've got it as a buy. I think that this is obviously the macro is very poor in the short term. 25 months of decline in car sales with 48.5% decline in April year on year. However, we're not all going to be catching Ubers. We're not going to be driving the same car we drove in the next 5 years. There will be an uptick. They are best of breed. They are the largest market position, best management team. I've got mid-cycle earnings of about 65 cents a share, which means that could be $10 within 3 years.
Okay, Anthony, here's your chance. What's a compelling value stock that you can tell the audience about right now?
Yeah, my stock is Premier Investments. I think that they, again, stellar balance sheet. The consumer is under pressure, no doubt. But I feel that they are the best of breed management team. And I think during this period of downturn, they're going to take advantage of the weakness of the retail mall operators. And so I feel that there's a real chance they could either variabilize their rent or decrease their rent, which would be margin upside at the other end of the cycle. I like Premier.
Okay, Simon, what's compelling in your eyes and good value at the same time?
Service Stream's a buy. They maintain infrastructure, water, gas, NBN, wireless networks. Great track record growing their earnings. The market's got very conservative forecasts for them. And on those conservative forecasts, 12 times PE, great balance sheet, it's a buy.
As they say, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And when it comes to compelling value, Anthony can see a lot of value and beauty, but Simon just can't see it.